This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You're dialed set correctly to the USA Prepares. 2 hours. We broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And some of these broadcasts are carried by affiliates throughout the country at different times. So if you'd like to call us, the best time to call us is when we're live on the air, and that number is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone and listen line, 605-477-3249. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Welcome, Rick.
Just in the nick of time, too. I mean, really, you called me on the phone, wait, where's your Skype? And I had to go reload a different computer. Cool. We're here. I'm good.
you sound crystal clear when we broadcast on Skype from your end to Genesis Communications Network.
Yours is too. It's all new equipment. That's the other part of it. Everything wears out. Yeah, I've noticed that anyway, I've noticed that like my telephones, they're getting more. I remember when I first bought them, everything was very clear. I couldn't hold it up to my ear because of my, artificial arm. And so the thing was clear on speakerphone, and now it's creepy. Oh, can you repeat that, please? And that's what, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 6 years, maybe 5 years. The phones, what do? They get dust in the speakers or?
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Well, this is not just phones that I'm talking about. This is everything. And I was wondering if there is more radioactivity in the air that is galling, everything. Hoses,
well,
hydraulic hoses.
We're in National Forest fires right now. And when I say National Forest, I mean, I've got a fire less than a half a mile from my home. Less than half a mile. And yesterday, we had visitors in, Carrie Cassidy and a couple of her friend, Neil, and we took them on the jet boat ride, which is a real cool thing to do when you come to Grants Pass. And we went down to the, right down into Hell's Gate. That's where they turn around. And the fire was right down over the cliffs and onto the river, right down to the river at that point at Hell's Gate. And so you could see the flames. I mean, and up here, the flames were going 20 feet high. And there's no way that they're ever going to be able to. They have to let some of that just burn itself out. I cannot believe the risk incurred with forest fires, and the forest fighters that do that, they are unsung heroes that they're breathing toxic air. They are throwing themselves in harm's way, and the wind shifts just even a minute and they're dead, just like that. We've already had a couple of foresters fighters that have died, and so our flags at half mast and the area. I have one friend that's on standby with, they've turned his power off, and he's been now with no power for almost 3 days, with an immediate notice for evacuation at any moment. And that's his fire is less than a quarter of a mile from his house. He's got dogs. And he's got animals that live in his neighborhood that come to visit him, you know, squirrels and deer and the usual bear. But and so there's a big attempt at our fairgrounds for rescued wild animals and try to save them and put them in a safe, out of harm's way, so that they can be reintroduced back into the wild when the fire's out. It's pretty amazing. Medford. There's this one spot in Medford that the whole area burned out except this one little village of people, brand new houses, and it was like a little fortress or something, and they went in to try to defend it, and they were able to save that. But, it's pretty serious. I don't think I've ever seen a forest fire quite this bad, ever.
Back in the late 1990s, I was going to the wide world of sports. Our children were competing in a national karate championship. And there were some wildfires in Florida. And during these wildfires, there were fires on both sides of the interstate. And it was absolutely terrifying because of the stupidity of the average American. And what I'm talking about is we were in our van going forward at the speed limit, and all of a sudden there's a wall of smoke in front of us. Can't see through it. Zero visibility. No exaggeration. And the average stupid Americans behind us were pushing us. And if we slowed down, they'd ram into us, but we couldn't see where we were going either. And if we pulled over to the side of the road and let them go by, they'd probably run into us because they couldn't see us. Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
We got through it. You know, we put our high beams on, put our flashers on, slowed down gradually, and we got through it. But one of the things that I saw dovetails with what you were talking about. We saw the wildfires on the ground that set on fire the power poles. So the power poles were burned through from, let's say, the ground to 5 to 10 feet up. They were on fire, burning vertically. And the power poles were suspended by the neighboring power poles. Okay?
Yeah.
So these things were burned off at the bottom. They were suspended by the wires at the top, by the power poles on either side of them. Now, when you mentioned that the power would be cut off, I can understand that. But, it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It's
a double-edged sword.
By the way, Florida is... don't worry about Florida. It's not going to exist much longer shortly anyway. And, did you know that Florida has still got those leaking reactors up in the north end of the state? And they're still producing toxic waste? I mean, literally into the ocean? Nobody is talking about that. Like Indian Point on the Hudson. And they're all still leaking. And then I'm reminded of the New Madrid fault line. And what do you got, 21? Beitilac, GE reactors, all pumping it out. That's crazy.
Let's go back to the power for just a second. And the reason I'd like to go back to the power is, Glass, you need to think about this. So there's a wildfire, okay? Let's say it's coming your way. And then the utility company says, you know what? These power lines, if the power poles catch on fire, and if they fall over and the wires touch each other, there'll be massive sparks and it can set off more fires, okay? Increase the size of this wildfire. Okay, that's one component. On the other side of it, you've got people who are on oxygen machines, people who are overheating because it's so hot out, people are staying indoors because the smoke is so bad, and then the power goes out. Think about that. So what is your plan B? What is your plan B? Do you have a way of generating some electricity? And, you know, there's this feeling right now that everything is good because we've got Donald Trump in office. And I'm not saying anything negative about Donald Trump. I'm just saying that there's a feeling that things are on the mend. We're making America great again. But simultaneously, we are becoming lackadaisical about our preparedness. And class, if you think that everything's great, well, we just sold. Here's an example. We just sold about a third of our herd yesterday. And I'm talking about our cows. And it was a really sad day. It's a sad day for everybody here at the farm. I still haven't recovered from this awful position we're in.
I am so sorry.
The mama cows, let me tell you, the mama cows have been crying since yesterday afternoon. They're looking for their babies. Well, when I say babies, I'm talking about 400, 500-pound calves. But they're looking for them. It's their family. And we had to sell them because we can't feed them. We could keep everybody together and they'd all die. Or we can sell some of them and let the others live. And it was just a sad, sad thing that we had to do. And, you know, my son said it best. He said, "Dad, you know, we can't feed them. We can't feed them." That's where we are. Now, we're not alone. Rick, the price of hay last year, the year before, most years that I can remember, all the way back to, let's say, 1990, a round bale of hay, about 1,000 pounds, which would be 4 feet by 5 feet, or 5 feet by 4 feet, or 4 feet by 6 feet. And the way we describe that in measurement is the width, then the height. So 5 feet wide by 4 feet tall, or 4 feet wide by 5 feet tall, or 4 feet wide by 6 feet tall. Rough weight is about 1,000 pounds, depending on how dense the bale is packed. One of those bales would sell typically for $30 to $35 during the years of, well, let's say 1990 through last year, unless we had a drought. Right now, $100. We can't afford to buy hay and feed $400 worth of hay to our cows per day. Can't be done.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAllenMiller.com, physicist. So, Rick, there's a lot of this that ties together, and I'll try to do that, and I'd love to hear your comments. So I mentioned that a round bale of hay is now selling for a 1,000-pound bale is selling for about $100 in our neck of the woods, and because it's scarce. And so if we feed 4 bales a day, that's $400 a day, 7 days a week is $2,800 a week. For the month, that's $12,000. That's assuming we could get it, okay? So we can't. So the bottom line is we had to sell our cows. Now, I believe there's going to be a glut of beef on the market very, very soon. As soon as it's processed, there'll be a glut, and prices will fall. And then when farmers like us try to rebuild our herds, then it's going to be more expensive, and then the prices are going to go back up. And what I've seen that when we talk about the weather, and we talk about crop failures, and we've been talking about it for months now, when I go to the supermarket, what I've noticed, for example, Aldi, A-L-D-I, it's a great, great supermarket. I believe they have the best value at the best price anywhere that I've ever seen. and quality food at the lowest prices because they do it very efficiently. They're the only company that sells food that Walmart is concerned about because Walmart cannot compete with Aldi. Aldi has maybe 7 employees per store, and they all work. Even the managers stock shelves and haul out pallets of food, and you can't even call them. If you want to call Aldi and say, hey, y'all have vanilla yogurt, you can't do it because they don't have a phone number that they'll answer. So you have to go there, and it's very, very well run. It's very efficient. You're in and out quickly. The prices are low. But here's what I've seen. The inventory of food has decreased over the last couple of years. So where they used to have cases and cases and cases of pasta, they have just a few cases now on the shelves. Where they had 20 cases of spaghetti sauce, they may have 4, 5, or 6. So the choices are fewer. The inventory of each choice is smaller, fewer, less. And they've replaced food on the shelves, cans and boxes of dry food, with trinkets, like dollar store stuff. And I see the same kind of thing, a little differently, at Walmart. What Walmart has done in our neck of the woods, the big super center, you used to have the aisles so close together you could hardly get through them. So if one person were coming toward you and you were going toward that person, you'd kind of have to juggle your carts around so you wouldn't crash into each other because the aisles were so narrow. Well, they've spaced the aisles wider. So there's less shelving and less inventory on the shelving. Take a look. Take a look and see how much coffee there is. There's less coffee. There's less pasta. There's less cans. There's less jars. Take a look. Then you'll see. Rick, are you seeing that in your neck of the woods as well?
I remember when I was Spice Island, and I had, as a client, single client, I had 2,000 Safeway stores in the Oakland market. And I remember competing with Celestial Seasonings on the same shelf. And I remember there was a formula that the cash flow base was based on how much inventory you had to see, how much inventory got sold. And in other words, to have $100 off that shelf, you had to have $7,000 on it. That was a formula like Cottage Industries, where that if you're going to sell something for $2, your maximum amount of money into it had to be 50 cents, so 4-to-1. These ratios are changing.
Hey, you're breaking up, Rick. Tell us more about that on the other side of this bottom of the hour commercial break. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. I'm Vin Finelli, USA Prepares.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump thanking the North Korean leader in a tweet for sending what are believed to be the remains of 55 U.S. soldiers killed during the Korean War back to the United States. Vice President Mike Pence was on hand when they arrived in Hawaii yesterday.
there is a promise, sometimes spoken, often not spoken, that we leave no man behind. And that's what great nations do. Today, what the American people saw, and frankly the world saw, was the United States of America saying that we will keep that promise, even nearly seven decades later.
TSA officials are considering no more passenger screenings at over 150 small and medium-sized U.S. airports. CNN obtaining documents saying that the government plans on using the money that would be saved to improve security at larger airports. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Keep it. God,
take my.
When you go to
the season,
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rick, you were talking about ratios and ratios at the marketplace, you know, where you go to buy food. You were breaking up. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
I'm sorry. Yeah, sure. No problem. When you market something, like you're in and I was in the herb tea and coffee business. I was like one of the owners of Starbucks in the original years when it first started. I was the spice guy. And bigger than spice, Crescent Spice, which is out of Seattle. I was really big. And when you market these things like a cottage industry, in order to make, let's say you're a farmer, and you're going to make something like soap, and you have what we call farm gate price, that means that as it leaves the farm at the gate, the amount of money that you have to make off that product in order for it to be profitable had a certain kind of ratio to it. This is the way it is. If you had 50 cents into your cow, you sold the cow retail at $2. And that's the way it worked. And it was a 4-to-1. And for retail, and so you had a wholesale price, and you had discount prices, and you had clearance prices. But you always still had to show profit line, because if you didn't, you wouldn't be in business, and that's that. And so these different ratios had to do with, if a given shelf had so much product on it, there was going to be a daily attrition off that shelf. And you could calculate that almost down to the penny. And that's how they ran large Safeway stores, where they would have a big distribution point that would, you'd drop it into the warehouse, and the warehouse then would distribute it out to 2,000 stores. And I had the Oakland market with Spice Island, Country Spice Tea, Spice Valley, and what, Pike Street Market Tea, or Market Spice Tea. And I came out of the Pike Street Market. And that was a long time ago. And I'm guessing those kinds of ratios have changed a little bit, predicated on the way people are and the way the dollar works. But they were essentially written in stone. And if you didn't sell it for this amount, you were in trouble. Now, that was back when they had options in selling things with, quote, what the market will bear, end quote, or fair wage markup. In other words, the fair wage markup is, you knew what you had in it, you knew what it cost you to produce that, and then you had a fair wage markup of usually about a 32% markup. And that was the way it worked. Either that, or you had shortages and surpluses. And what Germany always wanted to do with our gross national product, which was always 10-to-1, that meant that the United States imported 10 times what they exported. And what we always wanted as farmers was to somehow get that ratio up where we were, you know, exchanging with other countries in fair wages. And that is why we have tariff wars and all those kinds of things, and what was called a market order. A market order is when they put a limit in a given state on how much peppermint oil you can produce. And if you can't produce any more than that, or else. I think they do that in your state with corn. Now, with that said, that limited and controlled the prices, so the farmer had more control of his product. And things were either sold as storable commodities or non-storable commodities. That means the year that you produced it, that's all that's going to be available that year. And if there are shortages or surpluses, that's what Germany Hamburg wanted, because then they could take control. And so you wanted to have market orders, so you controlled your peppermint oil prices. Now, what happened is they would come in as ringers and try to overbuy. The Chinese did that with our mushrooms. We produced, and ginseng, that was a big one. I remember when ginseng sang, is what it was called, was tried, most all of the primary buyers were from China. They took control of it. And that's why British Columbia started producing a bunch of ginseng up in the Okanagans to try to compete against that as a commodity stock exchange. And what happened in the Okanagans is they got crown rot. Because of the snowpack, it created a crown rot, on the ginseng, and they had to use certain kinds of herbicides, pesticides, to protect the plant, and that made it non-organic, and then the markets went sideways there as well. The whole thing was about politics, and what you wanted to do is not overproduce something like grapes, and so, you know, for wine. Everybody's going to get into the winemaking business, and then all the orchards would go in, and all of a sudden, the wine prices dropped. And so, it's a balance. And what, in Canada, what they did is they started forming commodity co-ops. And let's say they're going to do sea buckthorn. That is an algae thing that they're doing up there. And the market will only toll 200,000 pounds, let's say. And so they always would grow 198,000 pounds, just slightly less than what the market wanted, because that kept the price stable and didn't allow it to drop below your ratios that you needed to show profit margins. And that's where the ethics in marketing came in, between the way Europe does business and the way the United States. Now, the reason we had trade deficits in the non-storable commodities is the fact that Germany has been using herbs and spices about 400 years longer than America. And so whatever would sell, like peppermint oil in the United States would be, or peppermint leaf, okay, that's one I know better. Peppermint leaf was at 400 ton a year for tea. That meant that Germany wanted 4,000 ton. And psyllium, other kinds of commodities that you use for fiber and, you know, and there would be hot flashes like neem. They come in and be the soup du jour for this year. And everybody's got neem this year and everybody's got grapes next year. All of that shifted back and forth over the years. And because I've been in it for 45 years, I watched the cycling of production and how things cycled, where there were shortages and surpluses because of weather, market changes where it ebbs and flows, and things like, you know, handmade soaps and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden there's a bunch of bed and bath stores opening. The thing is, its markets are interesting and are a indicator of what's happening in society. Gasoline is a typical one, with the Arabs holding and releasing oil prices like they do, and is an example of illusion. It's not real. Today, if it's not, you know, you're going to go on vacation, it's summer, gas prices go up. That's the way they play it.
So, Rick, do you think the example that I mentioned with Aldi and Walmart, widening the aisles at Walmart and
yeah, that's a just in time. Yeah, I know where you're going.
No, what I'm saying is, do you think that what they are doing is accommodating through their marketing of what they have on the shelves, accommodating shortages that are in the marketplace?
Yeah,
so, for example,
Well, if you watch the Walmart shopper videos, you'll realize they had to make the aisles wider with obesity and what's going on in the universe. I'm just kidding.
But that's what I'm talking about. I'm literally talking about.
I'm kidding.
I know that. But what I'm talking about is Aldi has replaced food on the shelves. I would say 10% of their store, maybe 15% of the store floor space. They replaced the food that was on that space with trinkets, Chinese junk.
Well, that's for shopping and impulse buying. And
so you
the
think
problem
it's about
is,
profit?
It's like going to Salvation Army. When you get a deal, boy, do you feel good that day. You know, like I bought a brand new, it's probably a $600 chair, and I got it for $40, brand new. I grabbed that chair as quick as anything, and I felt really good about it. And a good friend of mine from Hawaii is now sitting at it. He, by the way, brought some Kona blend in, so I'm drinking Hawaiian coffee this morning. It's interesting how things are changing and why. And the just-in-time delivery systems are starting, the Dollar General and the Dollar Store and all these places where you, like you said, this grocery store is the best buy I am. They only have 7 employees and nobody can compete with them. Yes, we have 3 different kinds of marks. We have, of course, Bi-Mart, which is completely local. We have Fred Meyer, which is regional, and we have Walmart, which is international. And China and their tools like Harbor Freight, you can't even make a thing that cheap that you can go into Harbor Freight and buy a tool. The problem is that tool doesn't last very long either. I don't know if you've noticed how your screwdrivers they lose their edge now. I don't ever remember a screwdriver ever wearing out. Now it does. Kind of like a DeLorean. It's like at one point people tried to make the thing the best they could. Now it's cheapest.
I'll tell you a story about Harbor Freight. I was there yesterday and I bought something. I'll tell you that when we come back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, class. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Rick, yesterday I was at Harbor Freight Chinese Tool Factory Outlet, and I was buying an item that I needed for the farm. And they sell a, what they call a trash pump. Now, a trash pump actually is a water pump that will pump turbid water, maybe water with small grit in it, maybe little pieces of leaves. So I need to pump out a pond. Why do I need to do that? Well, I need we have a pond that isn't doing anything. There are no fish in it. And I need to irrigate so that we can grow a little bit more grass because we don't have any rain here. So I bought this, or I was buying this pump. The regular price of this pump was $199.99, so it's $200 plus tax. And I had a 20% off coupon. So I my son and I put this thing in a cart, brought the cart to the cashier, and she scanned it, and I gave her the coupon, and she said, no, you can't use that coupon. You can't use that coupon because you can't use it on brand name items. I'm thinking, brand name? It says Predator. You know, the brand name is Predator. That's the house brand. They've got another house brand called Bauer, and that's for, like their drain cleaners and things like that. They're branded Bauer. They've got another another brand called Lynx, L-Y-N-X-X. That's their, like their chainsaw and electric trimmers. Then they have another brand called Portland. These are all their house brands. But it says, she told me that I couldn't use this 20% off coupon for the trash pump, the water pump. So the guy behind me, probably my age, takes out his 20% coupon, which was green, mine was red, slams it on the counter and says, use that. And she said, well, I can't use yours either because it says here you can't use it for house brands. And then he got annoyed. He said, and he was coming to my rescue. Now, I didn't know this guy. Never met him before. Never saw him before. But here are just two shoppers, you know, trying to get by. And he was challenging Harbor Freight's policy about, well, you can't use it on the house on brands. Well, I didn't have my microscope with me, and I couldn't read, and it's not fine print. It's smaller than fine. It's microscopic print. So
you want to hear the worst one is these bargain deals and coupons that they send out to you each week for Carl's Jr. and Burger King. And if you get this, if you buy this, you can get this free. Nothing's free anymore, especially the chicks, as Mark Knopfler. The music's for nothing and the chicks are free. Nothing's free anymore. Trust me. There's some sort of back door that's going to get you. I'm not kidding. It's, I don't believe it. I don't even, at anymore, I don't even collect coupons because they used to be the deal. You know, green stamps and whatever. That's all gone, man. They have figured it out that if you buy two of these, we'll give you this free. It turns out when you do that, you actually end up spending more for the drink and the french fries, which are useless. And I it's crazy. You have to watch from every side because nothing is as it is represented. 20% off. Yeah, 20% off what? My paycheck. That's what it's 20%
off. So this, well, here's what was really cool about this. So this guy came to my rescue. And so we stopped traffic. The two of us stopped
trying
traffic.
Trying to get each other to save each other in a wagon train. Yeah.
Yeah.
Circle on,
so
my boys.
So here's it was really kind of funny. So
I got it.
So I said to him,
brandish your gun, the one you're carrying on your holster. Just say, I'm an irate individual and I'm about to go postal.
So this guy was frosted because of the fine microscopic print. And so that brought to my mind lawyers. So I said to the guy, so what do you call a lawyer with an IQ of 50? And he looked at me, and the guy behind him, and the guy behind him looked at me, and they're trying to guess. And I said, Your Honor. And then I said, so what do you call... I'm sorry.
Well, you're going to get yourself shot, man. I know.
So we started telling jokes. We held up the entire line telling jokes because that's how frosted we were at the system.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.